Does your wife drive that car?
The Prius? Oh, sure.
Oh, good. Yeah. How's she doing?
My wife? She's fine.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
How's the family?
They're fine.
Oh, good.
So I was just wondering.
Thanks a lot.
Yes, everything's fine?
Everything's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Just want to make sure.
Great.
Okay. So, because I'm your pal.
Thank you.
So I'm concerned.
What? About what?
Well, I was just thinking the other day, you know, we're on the road a lot.
Yeah?
You're away from home a lot. Yeah. And your wife's at home alone a lot.
Okay.
And she's not exactly bad looking.
No.
She's hot. And her prime is now.
Yours was 20 years ago.
And she's home,
right?
Alone. Are you sure?
Yeah.
How do you know?
I trust her.
What if she's been with someone else? Like
me.
Oh, come on, you go purple, you never go back.
I really don't think my wife has slept with you, Peanut.
Well, think about this for a second. In a twisted kind of way, all five of us on stage have slept with your wife. When you're wacky and having a great time, that's me. When you're pissed off and lying there thinking, why did I marry this broad? That's Walter. When you're so angry you want to kill her, that's Ahmed.
And what is Jose Jalapeno on a stick?
You're a sick man.
And here he is, Jose Jalapeno. Well, good evening, Jose.
Hola, Senor Hess.
All right. It's good to see you. It's good to see you.
Gracias, Senor Hess.
Excuse me, what? Who the hell is Hess?
He said Jeff.
No, he said Hess.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not. Jose, what'd you say?
I say Senor Hess.
What the fuck? Now he said Hess.
It's all the same.
But didn't you watch Sesame Street? Jeff is Jeff, Hess is Hess, and Hess is Hess. One of these things just doesn't belong here. Tonight's show is sponsored by the sound.
I'm sorry, Jose.
It's okay.
Okay.
He's an idiot.
The first guy I'd like to introduce to you, I think audiences enjoy because everyone knows someone like this. You know someone like this in your own family or where you work. Please help me welcome my old friend, Walter. Like you're in a frickin' car wreck. Well, they said it makes me look hip.
I think it makes you look homeless. You've been in D.C. for 2 days and you're already frickin' homeless. Holy crap.
Come on, Walter, do you like being in D.C.?
Oh, yeah, there's nothing quite like being mugged in our nation's capital.
Come on, there's a lot of excitement that goes on here in Washington, D.C.
Oh, I know, yeah. What happens in D.C. stays on YouTube.
So you're saying you don't like being in D.C.?
Oh, no, I like it. I get screwed on my taxes every year, so it's fun to come visit the source.
What'd you do for fun today?
I stood in front of the IRS building and just flipped them off.
Did you go to the White House?
Oh, yeah, that's where the most powerful man in the free world lives. Ultra? What's wrong with you tonight? I don't know. I'm just pissed. I don't want to go home.
Why not?
I think my house is haunted.
Why do you think that?
My wife is there. I walk in the front door and all I hear is, get out.
You guys got another argument on the phone today, didn't you?
Oh, you heard a little bit of that, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I hung up on her.
Not good.
No, she called right back and she goes, did you hang up on me? I said, I don't know, it sounds something like this, click.
Did that make her angry?
Oh, I felt a disturbance in the force.
You ever made her that mad when you're standing right in front of her?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you do?
Well, my mother always told me when you're in a jam and don't know what to do, you should think, what would Jesus do? So I tried to turn her into a fish. I stood there going, be gone, Satan! Hello, Shamu. Well, at least Shamu has only one blowhole.
Please help me welcome my buddy, Peanut.
I'm fine. That's good. That's good. That's
good. So you like it here?
Oh, I love being in D.C. D.C. It's great. And I love this theater, the Warner Theater. It's fantastic. They have a cool website, right? They got a link to our website, which is jeffdunham.com. And I think that, hold it, I think that Peanut is a whole stop. What's the day? What's the day? What? The hell is wrong with you? We cannot talk at the same time. I talk, you talk, I talk, you talk. That's it.
Focus.
I am so sick of this crap. I have tried going solo.
What happened?
Kept falling off this freaking thing and I... Why did you interrupt me?
You mispronounced my name. What, you mispronounced my last name?
I know.
It's Dunham.
Now, when you look at it, it says Dunham, just Dunham. Ham. You're the other white meat.
Don't confuse everyone, it's Dunham.
It says Dunham, hum, hum, hum.
Jeff Dunham.
.com.
Jeff Dunham.
.com.
And you know, when you think about it for a second, it's actually Jeff Dunham.
.com.
What? Jeff Dunham. You're using an unneeded F. Jeff Dunham.
Dunham.
.com.
Am I pissing you off, Fafa? The part is, I am actually pissing him off.
then he would like to kill me. But he will not, because that would be a form of suicide. You want to kill me?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes.
Assert your feelings, Jafafa. Dunha.
Being married, and now it's over.
Yeah.
So all those years of raising the girls, and now the family's broken up.
Right.
So no more marriage?
Nope.
No more wife?
No.
What's it like? Vicariously through you.
Walter, divorce is not a good thing.
Oh, you can't lie to me. So what happened?
What happened, Walter, is that unfortunately in our country these days, more than 50% of marriages now end in divorce, and sadly, mine was on that side of things.
You know, Jeff, I never thought I'd say this to you, but you're my hero. Come on, what's it like to wake up in the morning and not hate your life? To not think, oh, here she comes. You can leave your toilet seat up all the time. I'd hot glue mine open, for God's sakes. And then in the backyard. Just because I could.
Walter, divorce is painful.
Oh, yeah, like a deep tissue massage. So how long's it been?
Well, almost 3 years now.
Oh, okay. So you dating anybody now?
Matter of fact, I am.
Oh, good. Female? Well, you never know. Sometimes that's the problem. Honey, I got bad news and I got good news. Bad news is I want a divorce. Good news is I'm on your team now. Come on, let's knit. So this girl you're dating, is she the same age as you?
No.
Oh, so she's older?
No.
Younger?
Yes.
How much younger?
Doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. Come on, does she have nice boobs that don't hang down past her knees? Do your boobs hang low? Do they wobble to and fro? Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow? Can you throw them over your shoulder like a coffin in a soldier? Do your tits? All right.
Where do you hear a song like that?
I didn't hear it, I wrote it, dumb.
But you never sung it to your wife?
Every morning.
That's not funny. Oh, even the dog laughs at that.
That last part was me,
I know. Oh, do you make fun of your wife a lot?
I know, it's funny as hell, isn't it?
You know, your wife is supposed to be your soulmate.
You want to be the pot or the kettle?
You know, I saw an old photo of you and your wife. Your wife's quite beautiful.
He saw an old photo. Yeah, I'm kidding, I know. I married a petite, young, beautiful thing.
Yeah,
she was eventually eaten by the woman I live with now.
So what is it you do, Mr. Nut?
I do nothing. I am rich. I mean, really rich.
Wanna see my car?
Okay,
about you? I'm fine. That's good. That's good. That's good.
So you're Batman.
No, no, no. I'm that nut.
Bat nut.
Yes. That nut, not least avenger of the night.
Is that why you're talking like that?
Of course.
Bat nut.
Yes.
You sound more like you're the choker.
Okay, shut up. I do the talking, you just stand there and try to look like you're doing something besides just standing there.
Look, do you really think bat nut scares criminals?
Of course, especially if they have a nut allergy. Face my honey roasted justice.
So it seems to me like I'm standing next to a poor excuse for a Batman.
And I'm standing next to a poor excuse for a white man.
So, do you have any weapons?
Of course. Batman has the Batarang. I have the Nutarang.
The Nutarang?
Yes, it does exactly what you think it does. But when it comes back, I don't want to catch it. And I have two of them. I call them the Dynamic Duo. And I keep them near the bat pole.
Are you finished?
Yes, no more double entendres.
Thank you.
Until the next one.
Peanut,
don't get testicle.
Oh, come on. So like Batman, do you have a signal in the sky to summon you?
Well, I've been trying to figure that out. First, I was gonna have a big bat in the sky. Then I thought, no, that's Batman. Then I thought, I know, I'll have one big nut in the sky. Then I thought, no, that's Lance Armstrong.
This is ridiculous.
And I have everything Batman has except one thing. What? A butler.
Funny.
Oh, come on, dude. You make a great butler. No, just go with it. You're Bat Nuts Butler.
Great.
The Nutler. Now, Nutler.
Go iron my cape and disinfect my polyester black shorts.
I'm not going to be your butler.
Nutler,
whatever. I'm not doing it.
Oh, it's not like you have anything else to do.
What does that mean?
Seriously, what do you do when the other guys and I aren't here? Walk around looking for other folks to stand next to? You even already have a butler name.
What Dunham?
Oh, Dunham, bring me my tea. It's time to butter the scones.
I could even add a little bell. Ding, ding.
Cha-fa-fa. I want my scones.
I'm not taking orders from you.
You would if I did it in the voice.
Cha-fa-fa. Time to polish the Nutarang. And please fluff the padding in my cup.
I love that voice. I also like the Darth Vader voice. I can do both at the same time.
I am your father, Jeff Fafa.
Stitched together from pieces of the dead. Here to shock women into uncontrollable hysteria and strike terror in the hearts of men.
It's alive! It's alive!
And it's trying to sleep. Shut the hell up.
And now I'm going to build you a bride.
You will be terrified.
Good evening, Walter.
Do I look like Walter?
Well, you look like a Walter Frankenstein.
Well, then call me Crankenstein.
All right, Crankenstein, you look good.
No, I don't. I look like a cross between Hillary Clinton and the Hulk.
No offense, Hulk. All right. You don't look like either one of them. Then I look like Gundy in a nursing home. How about that? That would make you pokey. Get it? You're an ass. I got it. It's pretty good. Yeah, I've been working on that. That's my angry sound.
Yeah.
Here's my happy sound. Here's surprised. Here's gay.
If you don't like the costume, then why'd you pick this one?
We were supposed to dress as whatever scared us as a kid.
Oh, so for you, that was Frankenstein.
Actually, it was a Catholic priest, but... but everybody gets mad when I offend the Mexicans.
Walter, are you ever happy?
You should hope not. Why? Can you imagine me coming out of here in a good mood? Hi, everybody, I'm Walter, and life is peachy. You'd be working at Starbucks in a fucking week. Why?
Language.
English. And you didn't even have to push one to hear it.
You know, Walter, these people came here to be entertained.
Not all of them. You know, there's a handful of guys sitting out there right now whose wives were like, oh, come on, we had to go see the middle-aged dumbass and his dolls. And now those guys are sitting out there right now going, son of a bitch. It's a middle-aged dumbass and his dolls. And now you're playing dress up with your dolls. When's the tea party, Ken?
Middle-aged dumbass.
Which part of that did you not like the most? Middle-aged or dumbass?
What do you think?
Well, you're only as old as you feel, but dumbass is in the DNA.
You know, speaking of age, you're not exactly young anymore.
Hey! Let's think about this for a second one. How long have I been in the show?
24 years.
24 years! So anybody who might have seen our show 24 years ago,
yeah,
I look exactly the same. You do not. Yeah, this show started out young man, old man. Pretty soon we're gonna be the stinking Sunshine Boys. I used to give you dating and marriage advice. Not too long from now, we're gonna be on stage comparing colonoscopies.
You know, Walter, age is a state of mind.
Not when your ass starts leaking.